You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control.
The Market Closing Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
It was a quiet day on the Lal Street, but the action was in individual stocks. The S&P, BSE, Sensex and Nifty 50 closed flat with a positive bias on Tuesday, that is today, but many stocks on the BSE rose to their fresh 52-week highs. Stocks which touched their respective 52-week highs include names like Jubilant Foodworks, Pfizer, HIL, Quest Corp, Godrej Properties, Gruh Finance, Indiabulls Ventures, Divi's Laboratories, Godrej Properties, Astral Poly and Bombay Dyeing, among many others. Financials outperformed, propelling Nifty Bank by nearly 1%, led by gains in ICICI Bank, Federal Bank, State Bank of India, Bank of Baroda and Axis Bank. ICICI Bank contributed as much as 280 points to Nifty Bank's gains. The market breadth overall was in favour of declines, with advanced decline ratio at 1:4. Looking at the sectors though, the S&P BSE Banking Index rose 1.3%, followed by the BSE Realty Index, which rose as much as 1.06%, and the S&P BSE PSU Index gained 0.8%. On the losing front, the S&P BSE Capital Goods Index slipped 0.85%, followed by the S&P BSE Consumer Durable Index, which dipped by 0.8%. And the BSE IT Index was also a loser today, with overall losses of about 0.5%. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index slipped 0.1%, whereas the Small-Cap Index rose 0.1%. And finally, top Sensex gainers today were ICICI Bank, up 6.8%, SBI, up 1.4%, Axis Bank, up 1.1%, Power Grid, up 1.14%, and Tata Motors, up as much as 0.7%. Where there are winners, there are losers too. Top Sensex losers today included names like Larsen & Toubro, down 1.7%, Infosys, down 1.5%, Yes Bank, down 1.1%, and IndusInd Bank, down 0.9%. Turning to some stocks in news, we are in earnings season and news comes from that very territory. Shares of ICICI Bank rose as much as 6.8% on Tuesday, despite a poor year-on-year performance. ICICI Bank still remains one of global investment bank's top picks. They see the private sector lender rallying up to as much as 48% in the next 1 year, post its recent fall. CLSA maintains a buy rating on ICICI Bank with a target price of 430 rupees. The quarter four net profit was below estimates, but operationally, the numbers were largely in line with estimates. Jubilant Foodworks, which is the operator of Domino's Pizza in India, posted a net profit of 68.1 crore rupees against 6.7 crore rupees posted during the corresponding quarter of last year. The company's board also approved a bonus issue in the ratio of 1:1. The stock closed 1.8% lower after hitting a 52-week high of 2,668 rupees. FMCG major Godrej Consumer Properties quarter 4 FY18 consolidated net profit rose 59.2% year-on-year to 617 crore rupees, led by a strong performance by its soap business. The stock closed 2% higher at 1,123.05 rupees. Speaking of Godrej, one of our podcasts recently in the installment of the Business of Family that we've been doing focuses on the Godrej family. So this is as good a time as any to encourage you to take a listen to that. Shares of PNB Housing Finance fell over 8% as investors reacted to a block deal. Around 2.6% equity has exchanged hands in a block deal. Shares of Trident Limited fell as much as 6.6% after its quarter four net profit plunged by 49% to 50.9 crore rupees against 99.7 crore rupees for the same quarter last year. Revenues fell 10.9% to 1,182 crore rupees. And finally, some not-so-fresh news for Tata Coffee, which lost as much as 7.4% after its quarter four net profit fell by 62% to 22.4 crore rupees and revenue stood at 440.4 crore rupees. And finally, news outside of the stock market. The market regulator SEBI is planning to make trading even more secure by adopting a process of calculating an investor's financial strength based on his or her income tax return, a report by the Times of India went on to say. TK Vishwanathan-headed SEBI committee is expected to recommend this, the newspaper said, quoting sources. Money Control could not independently confirm the information. Investors have pumped 1.4 trillion rupees into mutual funds in the month of April alone, driving the industry asset base to a staggering 23.25 trillion rupees, which is a surge of 9% from March. Oil prices retreated from their 3.5-year highs on Tuesday as investors waited on an announcement by President Donald Trump on whether the United States will reimpose sanctions on Iran, said a report. This is, of course, in anticipation of the 12th of May, by which time Donald Trump has said he would take a final decision on pulling out of the Iran deal or not. What's happening in stock markets outside of India? Well, indices in Europe have been trading mildly higher as investors looked for cues from US-Iran nuclear developments. The pan-European stocks 600 moved up around 0.1% in morning trade. Meanwhile, Asian markets have closed higher on Tuesday as oil prices marginally cooled off, and the street there too awaited cues from the Iran nuclear accord. Japan's Nikkei 225 closed higher by about 0.18%, and the broader Topics Index was up by 0.37%. Thank you for joining us on Money Control. This has been the Market Closing Podcast. We will see you first thing in the morning with the pre-market opening podcast as well as stock picks. Until then, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.